Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. This is the podcast about all the stuff, and we are at the very bottom of page 181, moving quickly onto the top of page 182. But first, today is January 25th, 2021, here in the United States and also Australia, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Today is Burns Night, or Robert Burns Night. I should probably learn about who that is and what they do. Oh, look, I can click a link. It is Robert Burns Night commemorates the birth of Scotland's national poet, Robert Burns. So that's why it is celebrated in those different places. Okay, and then it is also in the United Kingdom, St. Dwynwyn's Day. Dwynwyn, that's a fun word to say. In New Zealand, it is Wellington Anniversary Day. So I'm guessing that's the anniversary of when Wellington was founded. I've been there. It's a great city. Love it. I would love to go back. If you ever get the chance, you should go there. There's a picture of me with the Lord of the Rings trolls because the company that made the Lord of the Rings movies is based in Wellington. In the Dominican Republic, it is Duarte's Day. It's also, or they call it Dia de Duarte. In India, it is National Voters Day. I don't know if that's celebrating voters or the day that everybody votes in elections, but I really think that America should have this. I think that the election day should be a national holiday and we should all have off work so we can make sure that more people get to vote, because it is our right to be able to vote and everybody should have that right. What is happening now is ridiculous. And then in Russia, it is Students' Day, and in Ukraine, it is Tatiana Day. So that's probably the day that they celebrate all the Tatianas. Okay, our first word is canvas, C-A-N-V-A-S-S. You could also spell it with just one S. This is a verb from 1508. Number one is obsolete, to toss in a canvas sheet in sport or punishment. Wow. I'm sure that there's some connection between sport and punishment, like it was probably started off as punishment, and then somehow that became a sport. It became fun. It became a competition. This reminds me of when we were kids, my dad would wrap us up in a blanket, and then, you know, real tight, and then swing the blanket around. You know, we were little. We were 2, 3, 4 years old, so it wasn't hard. But that was a lot of fun to be a little kid just being swung around in a blanket. So that's sort of what I'm imagining, that they wrap somebody up in a canvas sheet and then they swing them around. That's probably not what it is, though. Okay, 2A. To examine in detail, specifically to examine officially for authenticity. And then the example of what they are examining is votes. So yes, they should do that. 2B, synonyms are discuss and debate. 3, to go through or go to in order to solicit orders or political support or to determine opinions or sentiments. Yeah, I feel like it could have been simplified a little bit, but yeah, they're basically talking to people to figure out stuff. And then go through, the example is go through a district. And then to go to, the example is persons. So go to people or go through a district, talk to people, figure out some opinions and sentiments. As in the example, canvas voters. So those were all transitive. Now we have intransitive, to seek orders or votes. Synonym is solicit. Canvasser, spelled with one or two S's, is a noun. And there's no etymology. Sorry about that. Okay, second form of canvas, all one S, two S's, noun from circa 1611, the act or an instance of canvassing, especially a personal solicitation of votes or survey of public opinion. Next, we have canyon. Most of you probably know it as being spelled C-A-N-Y-O-N, but you can also spell it C-A-N-O-N, and then over the first N, we have that tilde, that little wavy symbol. Okay, so this is a noun from 1834. One, a deep, narrow valley with steep sides and often with a stream flowing through it. I have never been to the Grand Canyon, but I really, really want to go. Number two, something resembling a canyon, as in the city's concrete canyons. This is American Spanish, canyon. That's what the shorter spelling, probably an alternative of the obsolete Spanish word cayon, C-A-L-L-O-N, which is an augmented version of calle, C-A-L-L-E, which means street, from the Latin calis, which means footpath. So yes, a canyon is like a giant street. Next we have canyoneering, noun from 1957, the sport of exploring canyons, as by climbing, rappelling, or rafting. And canyoneer is a noun. That is the one who is doing all the climbing, rappelling, and rafting. Next we have canyoning. Is this similar? It's probably similar. Noun from 1991. It is chiefly British, and yes, the synonym is the word canyoneering. Next we have, oh, I so wanted this to be calzone, but it is canzoni. So it's spelled similarly to calzone, but there's an N, C-A-N, and then zone. So it can be pronounced canzoni, canzone, 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 okay. This is a noun from 1589. One, a medieval Italian or provincial, I don't know how to say that, provincial lyric poem, a canzoni. Number two, the musical setting of a canzoni. And this is Italian from the Latin cantio, which means song, from canere, which means to sing. And there's more at the word chant. We have seen that so many times in the etymology recently. Next, we have canzonet. Canzonet. Yes, I believe that it is how it's pronounced. Noun from 1588. One, a light, usually strophic song. Two, a part song resembling but less elaborate than a madrigal. Yep, that's what it is. And then, this is similar to the last one. It is from the Italian canzonetta, which is a diminutive of canzoni. And I sneezed. Okay, we are moving on to, man, I'm so impressed with all these. I'm not impressed. That doesn't make any sense. I love seeing these words that I've never seen before. This one is caoutchouc. Caoutchouc. You could also take off the K sound. Caoutchouc. 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 C-A-O-U-T-C-H-O-U-C. Caoutchouc. Noun from 1775, and we have the 2A definition for the first form of the word rubber. Okay, this is French from the obsolete Spanish word caoutchouc, spelled slightly differently, which is now caucho, C-A-U-C-H-O. So the other spelling was old. And then this is probably from a language of Amazonian Peru or Ecuador. So it's a very old word that basically means some form of rubber. I've heard of rubber trees, so I wonder if this is related to that at all. Okay, next is, well, this is our last word of the episode, is the word cap, C-A-P. We are doing three forms here, and there will be more in the next episode. So this is a noun from before the 12th century. 1A, a head covering, especially with a visor and no brim. And if I forgot to mention, this is the first form. Why would I start with the second form? I wouldn't. 1B, a distinctive head covering emblematic of a position or office, as 1B1, a cardinal's beretta. 1B2, synonym is mortarboard. One word, that's sort of a hard word to say, mortarboard. Sounds like the Swedish chef. Mortarboard. 2, a natural cover or top, as to a an overlying rock layer that is usually hard to penetrate. 2B1, synonym is pileus, P-I-L-E-U-S. 2B2, synonym is calyptra, C-A-L-Y-P-T-R-A. 2C, the top of a bird's head or a patch of distinctively colored feathers in this area. It's the bird's cap. 3A, something that serves as a cover or protection, especially for a tip, knob, or end, as in a bottle cap. 3B, a fitting for closing the end of a tube. 3C is British, synonym is cervical cap. 3D, an artificial crown for a tooth. I'm so glad I don't have any of those. 4, an overlaying or covering structure. 5, a paper or metal container holding an explosive charge, as for a toy pistol. Number 6, an upper limit, synonym is ceiling. And then the example is as on expenditures. So an upper limit as on expenditures. 7, the symbol, and then it shows a symbol that sort of looks like an upside down letter U, but very thin. So the symbol indicating the intersection of two sets, and then compare to the number 9 definition for the word cup. Number 8, a cluster of molecules or chemical groups bound to one end or a region of a cell, virus, or molecule. We have a phrase, cap in hand, in a respectful, humble, or sometimes fearful manner. Okay, now we have the second form of cap. This is a verb from the 15th century, starting with transitive. 1A, to provide or protect with a cap. 1B, to give a cap to as a symbol of honor, rank, or achievement. 2, to form a cap over. Synonym is crown, as in mountains capped with mist. 3A, to follow with something more noticeable or more significant. Synonym is outdo. 3B, to bring to a climax or conclusion, as in cap off the show with a song. Here's the song that I am capping off the show with. It's a great song. La di da 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 ba do ba do ba da 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 ba ba do 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 do. This is the cap song. All right, I sang. I did it. I don't have to make up a song at the end. Okay, number 4. To form a chemical cap on. 5. To prevent from growing or spreading. And then also set an upper limit on, as in cap oil prices. 6. To supply with an artificial crown. The example is a tooth. Intransitive verb, to form or produce a chemical cap. Now we have the third form of cap. This is a noun from 1942, a small amount of an illegal or legally regulated drug, especially a small amount of a drug enclosed in a capsule. And there, cap is short for capsule. So we had canvas, canyon, canyoneering, canyonine, canzoni, canzonette, caoutchouc, cap. Let's see, what do I want to pick? Let's just pick caoutchouc as the word of the episode. C-A-O-U-T-C-H-O-U-C. That's a good one. Sure, why not? Okay, thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.